And we now have with us Raleigh County Extension Director Jennifer Wilson and all sorts of things to talk about. I know you spoke to the commissioners yesterday, didn't get a chance to use your audio, but I think it was some tax follow-up perhaps. And we're going to lead off because actually when I was doing my 8:30 cast, I heard my phone ringing in the other room. And this is the message I got on my phone. You know, they have the transcription now. Just to notify you, IRS has issued an arrest warrant against you right now and your physical property. Those are being monitored. It's very important. I do hear back from you just as soon as possible before we proceed further in any legal way. My direct callback number is blah, blah, blah. Okay. I knew right away this was a scam, but it just, I mean, it does sound pretty emphatic and kind of scary.
Yeah, it can be scary. And I, you know, it's very timely that this happened to you, I guess, because IRS scams are a growing concern for everyone, including the IRS. The IRS understands that this is a problem. And would like some help educating folks that if you get a phone call like that, it is probably bogus. The IRS will not call you on the phone. They will send you a letter if they need to get in touch with you. And, you know, if that was your first contact about an issue from the IRS, they're not going to be quite that strong-armed in the very beginning. And I don't think they would ever be that strong-armed with someone and threaten that they'll go to jail. This isn't the 16th century. We don't throw people in jail because they didn't pay their taxes right away. So do be cautious if you get those. Like you said, I know they sound scary, but if the IRS wants to get in touch with you, they're going to contact you by the U.S. mail.
We got everything done. I mean, you had pretty good turnout again this year. Kind of fill us in.
We had excellent turnout this year. It's nice to have the tax season behind us, and we did have another successful season with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Did just about 575 tax returns, so about an 8% increase over last year. And as we look at VITA as a whole, you know, it's a program that's sponsored by the IRS. And local partners help to facilitate that. And the IRS recognizes that this is an important program for people because not everyone can afford to have someone pay to do their taxes. Here locally this past year, we returned over $800,000 in tax refunds to people in the local community. So they're going to go out and they're going to spend that money. So they're going to stimulate the local economy. The thing we know that the VITA program does is reduces the demand for public assistance. So because people can gain access to money that they're legally entitled to through a tax refund. And so that may help them pay down debt or access services, medical care, that sort of thing that they need and otherwise might have to go to Red Cross or, you know, somewhere else in the community to get those types of services.
Well, very encouraging then, too. That's just phenomenal, $800,000 in tax returns.
And yeah, wow. I always like to look at that number every year because it does kind of stun me every year that, you know, that's the kind of volume of business that we've done. And, you know, Kathy, I would be remiss if I did not recognize the volunteers that work with the program. We could not pull this program off without volunteers. We have a great mix of both community volunteers and students in the accounting program at K-State who give over 500 hours of service throughout the months of February, March, and April to help people in the local community. And, you know, I have volunteers that have been doing this with me for 12 years now, and they come back because they like to work with people, they like to help people. And for the most part, the people that we serve are extremely appreciative of what we're doing for them.
A lot of work involved there. I know we wanted to talk, you have your Grow Green Match Day t-shirt on today. So, I mean, it is today.
It is today. Our Raleigh County 4-H Foundation is participating. So I saw some pictures earlier. And if you go take your donation to Colony Square today, they're donuts. So that's a plus. You can go between now and 7 p.m. to Colony Square to drop off your donation or go online to Grow Green Match and make that donation online before midnight today. And any amounts that are donated, any amounts over between $25 and $1,000 will be matched at 50%. So great way to help a lot of organizations in our community, but specifically we hope you'll help out with the Raleigh County 4-H Foundation.
We did have Vern Hendricks on live yesterday, and we've been airing some of those clips today. And I know there's a lot of groups, of course, out there that are also wanting help, too. So, but you kind of got the chance to be on air live during Grow Green Match Day. Can't beat that.
It was just my lucky day.
I know you also have an auction you wanted to talk about. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You bet. We had some really creative 4-H Foundation board members that decided that we should do an online benefit auction this year. And that is going on right now. It's a fantastic opportunity to help our local 4-H Foundation and get some really cool stuff for yourself. The auction is online through the end of April at highbid.com, H-I-B-I-D.com. And if you search for 4-H Foundation, you'll find the auction. I have a very long URL here, but I'm not going to read it on the air. Just go to highbid.com. And search for 4-H Foundation, and you'll see it. Like I said, there's some really cool stuff out there. We've got probably one of the coolest things, I think, is a piece of artwork from Anthony Nichols, who has Kicking Glass, Kansas. And I really think Anthony's an up-and-coming local artist, and this would be an opportunity to get a piece. I think one of these days, Anthony's stuff is going to be priceless. And this
unusual and beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. You can go online and take a look at it. Another thing we have is a year's worth of Vista Burgers from Vista. That has been popular. People are fighting over that. We have a very gorgeous handmade peyote bracelet from one of our supporters. We have also a limited opportunity to get a piece of a place setting of dishes that have been used at Rock Springs 4-H Center. And, you know, if you've ever gone to 4-H camp, you've used these dishes. And Rock Springs recently replaced all of those dishes. And we got a set of them, of the old ones, and now they're on that auction. So a couple of really one-of-a-kind things on the auction that you're only going to get it here.
And again, a reminder what the money goes toward. I know you briefly mentioned, but just maybe more specifically.
Sure. Our Riley County 4-H Foundation helps support all kinds of 4-H programming, not only 4-H scholarships for our graduating seniors, but scholarships to 4-H camp, helps kids attend leadership and citizenship events and activities, helps support the 4-H school enrichment programs that we do for over 2,000 youth in local elementary schools. So a lot of kids are really touched by the Riley County 4-H Foundation.
Okay, very good. And I know we've covered a lot of territory here. I don't know if there's anything else we're kind of wanting to highlight there. Got a little swig of water. It's that time of year with allergy season and burning and everything going on. Anything else to add today at all, Jennifer?
I would just encourage you to get out there for Grow Green Match Day and get online to highbid.com to check out that auction.
Again, we've had Jennifer Wilson with us today, Riley County Extension Director. We'll take a break. When we come back, Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby will be joining us. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.